Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her dog watched over her in life and continues to do so now that he's gone.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, we like to hear them. So call it in if you want to do that. 855-853-4802. Or you can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can get an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also do that through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with me. And, you know, that's something I think you and I both very strongly believe in, that once our pets are gone, they can still kind of watch over us.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, they're just as important as anybody to me. I mean, I'm pretty crazy about my dogs.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who lost his dog yesterday, and I went to his house today because his dog and my dog, who I lost, not my new one. I've got little Benjamin Buttons over here, who's sound asleep. But my last dog, Buddy, and his dog, Penny, were best friends. And, you know, we were talking about how when you lose a pet, especially, you know, at our age, like, even if I had kids, they wouldn't be living here. I would hope they wouldn't. But you never know, if I would have had a kid, my kid would probably still be here.
Oh, my Lord, I'll tell you.
But, you know, for us, and, like, your kids are all out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your pets are really your family. And so it changes everything when you lose a pet.
Yeah.
It's just so hard. And this dog was a mastiff. Although I do think, like, my friend's little Chihuahua had the personality of a mastiff, like, thought it was a mastiff. But I don't know. I just believe that they kind of just, I don't know, watch over you. I don't know how it works.
I get it. You know, I always teased when I had my little Shih Tzu named Rosie, because I always said Rosie was the boss of me.
Yeah.
You know, like, she just ran the show. I just was there to do what Rosie wanted done, right? But I sort of feel that way about Madden, too, half the time now. What do you want? Oh, yeah, sure, whatever you want.
Yeah. And, you know, that's my house is run by my pets. And I just pay for everything.
That's right. Somebody's got to go to work.
Right. That's what I always tell them every
day. I always look at Matt and I go, well, I see it ain't you today. So I guess it's going to be me.
But I love now that I work from home. It's just so nice because I can be with them all day.
You're really lucky.
I am so lucky. So here is this story. And it says, in 2012, I lost the kindest, sweetest mastiff I'd ever known. I had only had him a few years, but he made such an impact on my life. He was at a dog pound in Massachusetts, severely abused, emaciated, and covered in sores from being left to sleep in his own mess. Who can do that?
That just makes me so mad.
My husband's son was the dog officer in our town and heard about him. He knew his father was looking for one, so we went to see him. I felt an immediate attraction, and we went ahead and adopted him. Thank God for them. He was your basic big goof of a guy who just wanted to play and cuddle. As a former rescue advocate, it's hard for me to fathom someone treating him so poorly when he had such a good personality. Anyway, he was a great fit and we thoroughly enjoyed each other's company. He was also very gentle with my other dogs. He had such a gentleness about him that just melted your heart. In 2010, on Christmas Eve, my husband left the gate open. We live on a Maine drag and have lost a few to the road over the years. For whatever reason, the dog's name's Moof, M-O-O-F, Moof.
Oh, cute. That's cute.
Moof. And my other two ventured out onto the road without us knowing. And my one-year-old old English bulldog, Keisha, got hit.
Wow.
Ooh. We rushed her to the local animal hospital, and after almost $5,000, they were able to save her. All the time she was at the hospital, Moof paced and whined like it was his fault. I've never in my life seen a dog so emotional. I was so distraught not knowing if my Keisha would make it. We literally cried on each other's shoulders. I did my best to comfort him because I could sense how bad he felt. After Keisha came home, he was like a different dog, like the weight of the world had been lifted off his shoulders. He was so happy to see his sister again, and it showed. We enjoyed many happy moments for another 18 months, and then he was diagnosed with cancer. He was too far gone to save, so the vet offered to try some drugs to see if we could keep him going a little bit longer. Sadly, he didn't respond well, and we had to say our goodbyes. Then it says something about a picture that I sent to you. So the picture is this final moments at the vet, the one on the right. We'll talk about the picture in a minute. He associated the vet with feeling better, and I think he thought we were there to fix him up.
Oh.
However, when he realized he was dozing, I can't read this part. I got to skip ahead. Despite annual visits to his vet, his cancer wasn't caught in time, and I blamed myself. For 3 months, I cried nonstop because it hurt my heart. He wasn't ready to go. However, some good came from his loss, and it prompted me to start writing. I'm a former musician who wrote poetry but never put it to music. His passing was the catalyst to the best years of my life. It brought me front and center to a passion I denied for decades, and for that, I'm profoundly and forever grateful. That's beautiful. As the weeks turned into months and then years, he would make his presence known. In the beginning, I'd hear his nails hitting the floor as if he were still here, walking across the floor. Then I'd hear the occasional soft, barely audible whine or bark. A few years later, a friend recommended a psychic, so I invited a bunch of people over and we took turns getting readings. While I was having mine, the psychic asked who the big black dog was that was sitting next to me at the table. I knew immediately who she was talking about, and she stated that he remains with me and watches over me. I know this to be true because of all of the things I've heard and felt over the years. As time passed, my health started drastically declining, forcing me out of the music scene and abandoning my passion. Basically, I was poisoned for profit, suffering a slow demise. Meet the only audio-proven story of dental fraud slash harm in the U.S. I don't know exactly the audio-proven story. I'm not sure what that means. My story was part of the three-day FDA immunological... this is hard for me to say. Immunological device panel hearing with thousands of others. Instead of whining about my situation, I tried to make my message... and advocate for others via an awareness website. See, this is a person who's good at turning difficult things into something to help other people.
Yeah.
I did that for several years, but as my health continued to decline, so did my efforts. That's when I found a new calling, documenting the paranormal. After installing my security system in 2020, I spent countless hours monitoring and documenting. It was like being on an investigation without ever having to leave my home, and I so enjoyed the chase. It was the distraction I needed to keep myself mentally and emotionally afloat after being forced out of music. My ghostly guests know how much I enjoy the chase, and I think at strategic moments, they provide the means. Let me explain. For the last couple of years, I've been pretty much housebound. Once one of my state's leading blues performers, I went from being in the spotlight to complete obscurity in a matter of a few years. Not only was I losing touch with friends, but with my family as well. That makes me sad.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
I am really sorry about that. And especially music is something that you love and and you can't do it. It says, in December of 2022, I was at my lowest of lows. I was too sick to attend any family functions and spent Christmas alone. I tried hard to keep my chin up, remembering to be thankful for the warm house I was in and that all was well with everyone health-wise. However, I was struggling. My heart was very heavy, and the bitterness of my situation was starting to wear on me, which I totally think is understandable.
Sure.
But it says, move to the rescue. In the early evening on Christmas Day, I was sitting on my couch in the living room with my other two dogs when all of a sudden I felt a jolt like someone hit my couch hard. I immediately checked my footage and I caught the most amazing thing. Well, to me anyway, LOL. Out from under my couch rolled a small rubber basketball. You can see by the way it traveled, it was pushed out from under. And as I reviewed the footage over and over, I could see a set of eyes peering out from underneath. As I zoomed in, I couldn't believe my eyes. It was Moof. He knew how much my heart was hurting, and he came to cheer me up. That piece of footage was the best Christmas gift I ever received, and one I'll cherish until I meet him again. Now, some have questioned the couch moving because they assumed it was a manual couch. No, it isn't. It's electric. Because it says once it stops, it doesn't move. Because it might have that reclining feature. My son bought that couch for me brand new just a couple of years before. Never had anything happen. My husband did once and I caught it on camera. But again, it wasn't the couch moving, but someone moving it. My mood completely changed and I couldn't wait to edit and share my findings. It's been especially appreciated by many of the dog groups I frequent on social media. People who've lost their fur kids, questioning if they're still around, find comfort in knowing theirs may be close by as well. So you see, Moof has touched many lives, not only while he was alive, but in death as well. And while I no longer physically can see him, I know in my darkest hours, I'm never really alone. What a precious gift he was and continues to be for me. And while I babbled, trying to profess my heart, no words can really explain the bond we had. So I hope you've enjoyed my humble efforts in sharing my story. Oh, she says if you'd ever like to review the video footage, feel free to contact me. So I think it will. I'd like to see
that. Yeah.
In closing, I think you'll agree, after reviewing the comparison images, the resemblance is uncanny and leaves little doubt of who it is. Thanks so much for your time today and looking forward. Respectfully, D. So I sent the picture to Kathy. And so the photo we talked about at the vet is on the right. And then what you see on the left, and we'll post this on the group page, but what you see on the left looks like two dog eyes, a dog nose, the little white around the mouth. Yeah. So it definitely looks like a dog.
It took me a minute. Right. When I first glanced, I didn't see it. But then as I sat there and stared at it, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I do see him.
And once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
The thing I found interesting, though, too, about the sofa moving, number one, Moof would be able to push a sofa. A Mastiff could do something, you know, to make the sofa move. But the other thing was the ball coming out from underneath it. That's very dog-like.
Right.
Now, I don't know if Moof liked to play with toys or if he was a ball guy or, you know, he liked balls or if he liked stuffy toys. I don't know. But that feels like a dog to me. So as I was reading the story earlier today, I thought that just sounds like a dog.
Yeah. And he's super cute.
So, yes, I definitely would like to see that video.
Yeah.
And I also get that connection. You know, it was just... You know, when you lose a pet, it just leaves such emptiness. You know, and especially
it
for
is
D
so
with
hard.
You know, with all the medical issues, you know, your world gets smaller and you know, those pets are that bond is so strong.
Yeah, it is. It truly is.
Oh, that one got me in the heart. Any pet story, though?
I know.
I'm like a blubbering idiot anytime I hear a pet story.
I agree.
Okay, no. Here is another story.
Hello, my name's Michelle, and I was listening to your podcast. I've been listening lately, and I have a lot of stories, but this one in particular, I tell a lot because it's so odd, and still to this day, I don't understand what happened. So I thought I would share it and maybe get some insight. So when I was about 21, I lived in Palm Springs. I had moved down there in a duplex with my boyfriend at the time. And we were in our bedroom. I always had really creepy feelings in that place. I couldn't sleep at night. I had to sleep with a nightlight. And I just always felt unnerved. One night in particular, I was sleeping and I was facing to my left, which I would be big spooning my boyfriend. He was the little spoon. So behind me was the wall and just, you know, the edge of my bed. And I woke up for some reason in the middle of the night. I don't know what time it was, but I turned to my right to look behind me. And I saw something that looked like a person kneeling down with their arms on my bed and their head or chin resting on their hands, if you can picture that. And it didn't look like a big, like an adult. It looked small, almost like a child. And I could just see the silhouette from the glow of the nightlight. And I know I kept thinking, my mind kept trying to explain it away. And I was thinking maybe it's my laundry basket, which I had put on the front right of my bed in that corner. So I know it wasn't that, but my mind was just trying to figure out what this could be aside from what I knew it to be, what I was seeing. It was terrifying. I was trying to wake my boyfriend up. He was in a dead sleep. I was pinching him. I was trying to wake him up. Nothing worked. And I thought that was really weird because he wasn't a heavy sleeper. So then my brain's thinking, oh my gosh, did this thing like put him to sleep? Like, what the heck? So I'm sitting there staring at this thing. I keep looking at it and I'm like, I'm so exhausted and tired right now. I'm just going to try to hit it. I'm going to get brave and try to touch this thing so that I can figure out what it is and hope that it's nothing. And, you know, it's my laundry basket or something. So I elbow it and it felt like flesh, like I hit it and it wasn't cold. It wasn't warm. It just didn't move, but it was solid. And at that moment I went into shock, I think. And I think I passed out from fear because I woke up the next morning and of course nothing was there. My boyfriend was in the kitchen. I'm looking around. I see my laundry basket where it should have been on the front right. So to this day, I'm thinking, what was that? And can you touch ghosts? Can you touch entities? I think yes, because I have other stories I'll share with you later. I'll call in. But, you know, it couldn't have been a robber. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't there just to peer at me all night long or leer at me. But what was that? And what was the point? To this day, I'll never know. And maybe I don't want to know. But again, I had full contact with it and it didn't move, just stared at me all night. And again, I passed out. So that's my story and super creepy. My family loves to hear it for some reason. But I thought it was very unique. And thank you guys for having an outlet for us to share.
Okay, so I think we could say that she's either one of the craziest or bravest women we've ever encountered in our lives.
Well, she's got me totally creeped out. I'm thinking tonight, you know, I'm scared to roll over.
Okay, so I can't even process it. If I was to see something like that,
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine in a million years I would go, I'm just going to hit it. Like the fact that she didn't know what else to do. couldn't get her boyfriend to wake up, I think I would have just started screaming, like, wake
you know,
up.
I would probably be more apt to yell at it or talk to it before I would reach out and try to touch it. You know, like, I'd probably be like, if it wasn't going away, I'd be like, get out of here. Leave me alone. Go away. You know, the regular stuff you would. I think I'd try that first. What about you?
I would have just continued screaming at my boyfriend until he woke up.
Okay. But what, like, if you were alone? What if there was no boyfriend?
I was hoping to have a boyfriend. I don't know. I don't think I could reach over and touch it. I think I'll get a ghost
before I get a boyfriend.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah,
but
that's easier.
Yeah, I think so.
If I just don't get it, I just, okay, so
I think I would probably, like, ghost. I said, if it's not going away, I think at some point maybe I'd say, get out of here. You know, like, I'd scream at it. Like, quit it. Something. But I don't, I would be more apt to do that than try to touch it.
So now I'm like, what if that happens to me tonight?
I know. That's what I told you. Right?
I'm scared to roll over. We've got to quit doing these ghost stories at night before we go to bed. Now I'm going to be up till midnight, and then I'm going to wake
up. Michelle, you've got us really going now.
I'm going to wake up and be like, there's something in the bed next to me. Oh, it's my little dog.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness I got a dog.
Although my dog sleeps so hard, I don't think it would be any help. It would be like, oh, deal
I'm
with
lucky
because
Madden is a real light sleeper. And like, if he hears something outside, he just starts. He's pretty good about, you know, being there with me. So,
you know, and I think that would be a good indication if you, in my case, if I could get little Benji to wake up and go, what is it, Benji? Is it scaring you too? And if I was able to get him to wake up and he was able to see it, I would like to see his reaction. If he just and went back to sleep, then I'm like, okay, I'm losing my mind.
Right.
But, you know, she answers her own question in that, because the question is, can you hit a ghost? Can you feel it? Because she hit it and it was something
she felt
was
it.
There, right? But then right. she said something to the effect of, it's happened before. Now I'm curious about that. Because I don't remember where that was in the phone call. It was around in here. Let me see.
My boyfriend was in the kitchen. I'm looking around. I see my laundry basket where it should have been on the front right. So to this day, I'm thinking, what was that? And can you touch ghosts? Can you touch entities? I think yes, because I have other stories I'll share with you later.
See?
Right.
So here's the deal. Kathy and I have no experience with this. I have never hit a ghost.
No, I have never touched a ghost.
So I would like to hear those other experiences.
I would too. And I'd like to know if anybody else has.
I know. Has anybody else been brave enough to hit a ghost in the middle of the night? And if so, was it solid?
Was it solid? I mean, you know. See, that's my thing. I just guess that I've assumed that you could try to hit it, but you would just put your hand through air.
That's what I would think.
You know, I guess I assume you wouldn't feel something.
I just don't know. So she's got it. She's got to call
back in. Okay. Now, this begs the question then, though. And I've thought of this before, too. If we think of ghosts as being weightless and, you know, whatever, then how do you explain all of the people that hear steps, walk, you know, footsteps, going up the stairs or down the hall? Or, I mean, I've heard them. You've heard them.
Oh, yeah.
If there's no weight,
right?
Why would they have footsteps?
Yeah. Or how does something with no weight shut a door and open a door and rattle the door handle?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. If somebody who's smarter than Kathy and I has some good theories on this, we would love to hear them.
We're all about it. We will entertain them. Yeah.
We will analyze your theories and have very little of our own insight, but we will talk about it.
Most definitely.
I don't know. I'd like somebody else.
But if anybody else has touched one and it was solid or, you know, that kind of thing, let us know. Or if you reached out and your hand just went through it, let us know. I would think there could be a variety of things, but it strikes me odd that a spirit would have actual weight.
Well, yeah, and weight and like, oh, what's the
mass?
Word? Yes, thank you. That's the word I want. I don't know, but now she's giving me something to be afraid of tonight. So call in. If you've got a story to share, we'd like to hear it. It's 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber. And with that, you will not listen to the commercials. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.